And 2017 may be a good year for some renters. Now, in a number of cities across the country, there's now a glut of luxury apartments, so some landlords are bringing down rents. In New York, some developers are even offering 3 months rent-free. In Houston, some are waiving security deposits. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. He's taking a look at this. Hi, Jason, and Happy New Year.
Hi. And Happy New Year to you, Robin.
And we read that in New York, where you are, there are around 30,000 new luxury apartments being built. In Dallas, there are 24,000. Now, we know the move to build these apartments was a response to young people who didn't want to own a home. They wanted to move into the city. But mm-hmm. Do we now have a bubble?
I don't know if we describe it as a bubble, but we could use the flood analogy, just a flood of new apartments. You know, the number of upscale apartments that came on the market appear to outpace the number of renters that are able to afford to move into them. Here's a stat for you. According to MPF Research, more than 50,000 new units were rented by tenants in the fourth quarter, but that demand was overwhelmed by 88,000 new units that were completed in the quarter. Mm. And we should point out that's the most since the mid-1980s.
Yeah.
So a big gulf there between in supply and demand at
right.
the moment.
And you say because of that, the rents are heading down. But they're still in probably in the stratosphere for a lot of people because they went up so high. Again, this tracking group showed that rents in the U.S. have increased nearly 30% since 2010. So, I mean, isn't it true that what went up so high had to come down?
True, but it hasn't come down that much.
Right.
I mean, there's a to be sure
right.
here, and that is, you know, rents in San Francisco, New York, Houston, San Jose, California, they only declined about a percentage point from year to year in 2016. So, I mean, landlords, they're pretty reluctant to bring down rents. You're lucky in cities like these if they just keep your rent the same as it was the year before.
Yeah, they may not raise it. And again, if it comes down, maybe that was a false headline there because it's still going to be pretty expensive. And what does this do? In most major cities, if you look around, you can see this building going on. What does it do to the cities that desperately need affordable housing?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And as you correctly point out, most of the new construction has been on the high end. I mean, we're talking about buildings that typically offer amenities galore, fitness centers, yoga studios, media rooms, swimming pools, all nice amenities I would love to have. And over 80% of new properties were in luxury category. But, you know, now that there's this glut, eventually they're going to have to start building for people who can't afford that. And so I think the market forces are likely to lead to fewer of these new, you know, real fancy buildings and potentially more affordable type buildings for
right.
people who just can't afford all those luxuries.
Right. I mean, you know, obviously if they don't have enough people to buy the luxury units, maybe the thinking will be start some of the more affordable units. But meantime, what happens to those luxury units in the few seconds that we have?
Well, what happens to them is the owners do what they can to get people to get in there, as you mentioned earlier, giving, you know, a free several months rent and other kind of perks to get people to right. sign a lease. And right. they're going to be forced, in some cases, to take a loss.
In Los Angeles, there's a lot of free parking going on with your rental. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal taking a look at the rental world. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.